Welcome back to Fashion again already for Fact Friday. Before we get started, I forgot to mention yesterday that I got in some amazing stickers that have the like Fashion Book and Movie Club design on them. And they're printed on this like stunning holographic background. It is so cool. I still have something else that I'm going to get to send to anyone who like posts reviews and things like that. But I will also have just the stickers available to buy for a couple dollars. I think I'm just going to do it like maybe via like DM on Instagram, something like that. I don't know. But I will definitely like post another story or post of them today because they are just so cool and I love them so much. I already have them on both my computer and Kindle. So, okay, now let's jump to the fact for this week. Since we are in the middle of Paris Men's Fashion Week, which honestly, with being sick, I hate to say I've barely paid attention to, but I thought it would be a good topic to learn about. So, did you know that the first official Paris Fashion Week took place on November 28th, 1973, and kicked off what was called the Battle of Versailles? I was kind of surprised by this because I thought it would have taken place much sooner. And there were definitely lots of presentations and smaller fashion shows dating back to Charles Worth's presentations in the 1850s. But this was the first kind of like big official one that's similar to what we see today. And it actually included all of haute couture, prêt-à-porter, or ready-to-wear. And menswear, so it's not like today when it's all separated out. And you also might be wondering what exactly was the Battle of Versailles. Of course, not a real battle, but this was sort of like a showdown between five prestigious American designers and five prestigious French designers. It acted as sort of like a competition to see which designs were best after. There was like kind of a separation of the fashion worlds during World War II, and American designers really started to build up on their own without a strong influence from Paris. So yeah, that's all I'll get into for today. But if you want to learn more about it, I'll of course have the information source in the show notes like always. And there's also a book called The Battle of Versailles by Robin Giffon. She's a journalist and is absolutely incredible. She actually came to speak with us during my fashion journalism course in my final semester of my master's program in the spring. And she was just so great. So knowledgeable, so nice. And I have the book and haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I do have it scheduled for a future book and movie club pick. So if you're looking for something to read this summer and want to get ahead, definitely pick that up. I'll put that in the notes too, just since it's related here. But yeah, last thing, don't forget, we just have one more week of June this month, and the pick for the book and movie club was Diana Vreeland's The Eye Has to Travel, which you can watch for free with Amazon Prime or rent for just a couple dollars if you don't have Prime. I think it's like maybe $3. But I'm going to be watching it this weekend, so let me know what you think if you've already watched. And of course, if like, remember, you don't have to be an expert or anything, but if anyone wants to come on and chat about it, feel free to send me an email or DM on Instagram or Twitter. All that info is in the notes, like always, too. And yeah, if you have some extra time this weekend, reviews are always appreciated. Once I get the last of the stuff in, I will be sending out some little thank yous. So, all right, have a great weekend, and we'll get fashion again on Wednesday.